What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Droid Life Show today, episode 224. It is Friday, January 31st. I'm your host, Kellen. With me, Tim. Tim's at.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Tim here.
Say, yeah. Like, Tim and his, like, pet up here are here.
I'm here. And then I'm here.
That's right. Welcome back. Couple weeks off. Lots going on, though. It's about to be Samsung's month of... I mean, they have so much stuff they're about to announce.
They're about to dominate.
Yeah, so we'll talk a lot about that stuff. Then there's Motorola Razr news. If you care about Motorola Razr stuff, I'm just going to throw this out there now. It's going to be tough for people to care about the Motorola Razr knowing what Samsung is about to release, but you know, we'll get into that stuff. And possibly the biggest news of the week, the Shield remote. Is available as a standalone purchase now.
That's the biggest news. All right, man. I'll catch you all next week. Peace out.
We want to catch up a little bit on the Sonos drama from a week or so ago. I've got a new watch on the wrist. We'll talk for, you know, like 2 seconds. Actually, I've limited it to 30 seconds. We have a date for Google I/O. And of course, trivia is back once again. So we're sort of doing a choose your own OnePlus prize this week. We'll let you choose Bolt's Wireless 2. Or backpack. Those are kind of the two things we often give away from OnePlus stuff, and people seem to like those. So we'll let you choose. If you don't need a backpack and you want some Bullets Wireless too, you can have those. If you already have lots of wireless earbud thingies and you need a fresh backpack, we can do that too. So the five winners.
Backpacks are kind of sick.
So. Backpacks are kind of sick. I have the green one. Use it often. It's a pretty nice little backpack. Yeah. For those new around here, we do trivia at the end of every show. So you have to suffer through us talking about topics, and then you'll have a chance to win free stuff at the end. Five questions, five people walk away with free stuff. It's great. We do it every week. You should hang out most weeks if you want to win free stuff.
Rock on.
All right, so I guess we should just talk about Samsung for the next like month and a half.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so Samsung is announcing a couple of things. Galaxy S20 is coming February 11th. That is 12 days, 11 days if you take away today, 12 days. So they're going to announce a bunch of stuff. We're going to get Galaxy S20, Galaxy S20 Plus, and Galaxy S20 Ultra. If you're wondering what happened to Galaxy S11 line, we're skipped. We've moved beyond that. We moved beyond that, I think, a few weeks ago. But it's, you know, the 20 name is everywhere, even in promo materials that have been found here and there. Every leaker has called it the S20. It's the S20. So S20 line, no S11. We think we have specs. We know right now you can reserve the thing if you want to. Sort of. You kind of put your name on a list and you hopefully get the best deal. We've seen all the phones at the FCC at this point confirming like 5G and non-5G and 4G LTE and all that good stuff. But then maybe most importantly, for those of you who care about the foldable side of the world, there is a Samsung flip phone on the way that folds in half. Talk about that. So anyway, let's just catch up on the Galaxy S20. Again, no S11. We thought we would copy last year. You remember we had S10e, 10, 10 plus. So then we thought we'd maybe get S11e, 11, 11 plus. No, we have S20, which I guess you could say is the S10e follow-up. So we're going from S10e to S20. And then we have an S20 Plus, and then the S20 Ultra is like the ultimate of all of the phones. I cannot even imagine how stupidly expensive these phones are going to be, but that's what we're looking at. S20 is the bottom tier, if you want to call it that. 20 Plus, mid-tier, 20 Ultra. It seems so silly that we have flagship levels now. Like, you know, we used to have like, this is their flagship phone. And then here's a mid-range phone. Well, now we have like
three flagships.
These are all flagships, but they have their own tiers. I mean, Samsung has three. We're going to have three S20 phones to try to sell people on. The top one of which will probably start at like $1,500, which is just insane. So we got new pictures of them this week. Basically press renders. I believe, who had these? 91 Mobiles had all of them. So I mean, these look like official press renders. I'm assuming they are from a retail store or something like that somebody did a little background hacking into and just found them. So, I mean, you know, they look like, where is this? Again, we've done this a lot. See this phone? See this thing? Just like expand it. Double that. Yeah. On the S20, S20 Plus, just drop it down a little bit, add some more sensors. And then the Ultra, not only are you dropping down, but we're scooting over a little bit here, a little bit over. So it's an even bigger black box. And then, you know, you get curvy things because it's Samsung and they curve everything. Are we confirmed now with curving all the displays? Because remember, the E last year was flat, which is why I liked it. Are they all three curved? Is this like a confirmed thing at this point?
I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say confirmed because nothing is confirmed. But
this is true.
And they're all looking, at least from the renders, from what we can see, they're all pretty curved. So
it's so unfortunate. We think no headphone jack in anything, but
right.
I'm trying to look at 91 Mobiles and see if they have anything that looks like flat-ish, and it's not looking flat.
Yeah, you can see the glare on the sides of the device, and yeah.
Yeah,
to emphasize that sort of curvature. I mean, sorry, bro.
Hopefully the 20, you know, maybe they'll surprise us. Anyway, so that's kind of the look you're getting. They look like, what, a Note 20, less square-ish. I'm sorry, a Note 10, less square-ish, hole punch in the middle. Then you flip to the back and you have this giant camera housing. It doesn't look like Samsung's going wild with the colors. They almost look soft touch-ish, matte sort of finishy. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be all glass. But when it comes to the S20 Ultra, that's when things get a little wild. The extra large camera housing with the 100x zoom or something like that, right? It's like it's basically like a super zoom 100x thing. It's got its own like module within the camera module.
Yeah, 10x optical zoom and then digital 100 times zoom. I mean, that should be pretty awesome. I mean, I don't really zoom all too much, but when I do have to zoom, this is going to be very important.
So. I think at 100x, assuming you can retain like a decent amount of quality and not look awful, it could be kind of fun to really zoom in on some crap and just see how cool it looks. I mean,
Samsung, but is it really going to be all that awesome?
Maybe. Trying to be optimistic here. Maybe. I'll give you a maybe. What are they calling it? Space zoom?
Space zoom. So maybe you can zoom into space. I don't know.
Yeah. Why would they call it space zoom? Just think if space zoom works with a night sight sort of Google taking pictures of the night thing, but space zoom, and you can actually, I mean, you just took a bunch of really incredible starry pictures while you were on a trip. What if you could do that with 100x zoom?
Well, that would suck because you would see less of the sky.
You might see the moon. Like you might see a crater on the moon.
Yeah. So resolving something like that, I think, is the problem, right? So you can, the moon obviously reflects a lot of the sunlight. So, Huawei has tried to do this.
You mean
this.
The moon doesn't glow? Is that what you're telling me?
The moon does not give off its own light. That is confirmed.
Good to know.
When I was young, I watched Wallace and Gromit, and I thought the moon was actually made of cheese. And so why would they market it as such if it's not?
The moon is not a glowing piece of cheese, is what you're saying.
Exactly. So I don't know. You know, I guess it would be cool to zoom in and see craters on the moon and take pictures of that. But I guess people can already do that. We've been doing that for years. I guess I would want something different. You know, I want to be able to zoom in on other celestial bodies and take pictures of that stuff. So, well, you know,
zoom in on other celestial bodies. Then you may be able to do that with 100x space zoom.
Yeah, Sarah Washington in the chest. This might work for seeing planets and stuff like Venus or Jupiter. You can see pretty well with a telescope. Yeah, you can see that stuff pretty well with a telescope, obviously, depending on the telescope. But, I mean, you're 100x zoom.
Pocket telescope.
It's not really going to help you.
No, it's not.
If you're on a tripod, I mean, the problem is something so small in the sky and you're trying to hold that. I mean, it's just no way. So. Yeah. We'll see. This is probably more for shooting like, you know, wildlife maybe. Like, you know, if on my trip I was on a lake and there's birds, like it's nice to zoom in and be able to take pictures of that stuff. But I have a feeling this isn't space, like outer space zoom. But hey, who knows? Samsung does weird marketing things. So.
They do. They are definitely not known for their naming schemes. Although the space kind of fits with the galaxy, you know, we're kind of tying it together. Props for cohesion there. So specs wise, They're all large phones. 6.2 inch display on the smallest guy, the S20. Oh. So the smallest phone is a 6-inch tablet. The Ultra tops out at 6.9. So a 7-inch tablet basically is the S20 Ultra. They're all OLEDs with the Infinity O, little hole punch, Snapdragon 865s. What are we looking at for RAM? I don't have that in my specs table. I'm assuming up to 12 gigs probably. Baseline 128 gig storage, micro SD support up to 1 terabyte. There will be 512 gig options as well. Too many cameras to mention on air. Minimum 4,000 milliamp hour battery in the 20, 4,500 in the 20 plus, and 5,000 milliamp hour in the Ultra. So we got big batteries. Android 10, One UI 2. The S20 Ultra, by the way, apparently will weigh 221 grams. That's heavy. I mean, that is a big, I mean, I guess when it's a tablet, you should expect it to weigh a lot. Sure. These are not small. They're the not light. Battery. Yeah. Yeah. And with the big battery, the Ultra though, like it's the only one that has the 108 megapixel space zoom camera. It has a 40 megapixel front camera apparently. So there's some significant upgrades there in the camera department. And then you obviously get the biggest display. You know, they're specced out sort of like we expected. I think what's going to be interesting to see is connectivity wise, these all run Snapdragon 865, so they all will have 5G within them. I was digging through the FCC docs for them because I get weird enjoyment out of doing that this week. The regular S20, so the smallest one, does not support at least the U model, which is the unlocked model, which I believe at this point all the carriers sell U models. They're just, I think Samsung's able to lock bands and things like that on them with software. But the S20 does not support Verizon 5G, so they're a millimeter wave. But the Ultra and Plus both stop through the FCC, and they do. They have the 2 millimeter wave bands that Verizon is. So if you buy a regular S20 from Verizon, assuming they sell it, I can't imagine they won't, you probably won't have 5G. Not that it matters, because you can't get on their 5G anyway. So we'll see that play out. They'll obviously all have some form of 5G. What's the latest on pricing? Do you have that offhand?
A lot.
Like, what's the minimum? Is it a grand? Is the S20 going to be a grand?
For the S20, unless we had it on the... Yeah, I don't have that in front of me. The S20 Ultra, though, somewhere starting around $1,350.
So expensive.
So, yeah, I mean, I just assume it's going to start around $1,000.
It probably is, yeah.
Or 949, you know, maybe they'll try and be under $1,000, like, you know, 999, 949, 979. Yeah. It's going to be ridiculous. It'll be thankfully, like Samsung's really good with trade-in prices, and trade-in deals. So if you have a phone and you're hoping to upgrade, hope that Samsung's going to offer like $500+ to make these sort of reasonable.
Yeah, with the Note 10, we saw $600 top tier trade-in price. I think that was if you traded an S10 or something like that, they were giving you $600 off a Note 10. Let's hope they do that again. I mean, we got to buy some S20s here, and yeah, I don't really want to spend like $3,000 on S20s. $3,500. Let's trade some. We got some things to trade. I got an E to trade. We got a 10.
We got ceramic S10 10 plus. Note 10 plus. And that's also kind of crappy in those trade-ins. They don't allow you to identify or select whether it's ceramic or not ceramic. I think, you know, if you trade in ceramic, you should get more money.
You should get more. I mean, so, I would agree with that. No. Ben Jacob says, just don't buy new phones. I wish we didn't have to, but Samsung refuses to send us anything. So
yeah, oh. and we have to have them for review purposes.
Hopefully some of our carrier friends will send some out to us, but otherwise we don't have a choice. Samsung, they hate us.
Just, they really do. We're lucky enough to get invited to the actual Unpacked event. Yeah. So
at this point, yeah. Anyway, that's a story for another day. So reservation system is open. If you want to consider buying one, you can jump on the list right now and you don't have to pay any money or anything like that. All you're doing is putting your name on a list so that they send you the email when the pre-orders go live. And if you get on that list, I think they give you, you're going to be guaranteed like a $35 credit on accessories. But we also think you'll just be one of the first to pre-order, and we're expecting free Galaxy Buds Plus to be included. And then hopefully, yes, the trade-in deal. Samsung has done these mega trade-in deals for That's MEGA. Trade in deals for a really long time. So I can't imagine they're going to, they actually hinted at it. And then we think March 6th is launch day. So February 11th, they're going to announce it. Either that night at midnight or one day later, they'll probably open up pre-orders. And so you'll be sitting on a pre-order for, I don't know, 3 weeks, I guess that is. So, yeah. I think that's pretty much it. S20, 20 plus, 20 Ultra. I mean, the naming scheme is just getting silly. Because not only is it Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra, it's actually Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra 5G. Like they're going to, it's going to be marketed as 5G. So Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra, it's a five word. Yeah. 2020. Yeah. Parentheses 2020.
X2 Lite Plus.
Yeah. We're five words for the name of the X20 Ultra.
That's 120X. It's just hurts. Absurd.
It's absolutely
5G epic touch. Yeah. Epic 4G touch, dude. Seriously. So which one are you most excited for? Because personally, I kind of think the S20 Plus or S20 Pro, I forget now what they're called. I'm excited.
Plus an Ultra.
Okay. I'm excited for the S20 Ultra. Obviously, because I got to have all the new. What I'm not looking forward to is the size and the weight. I mean, damn, dude. Like, I keep wanting to go with lighter phones. This is why I'm really stoked for the Pixel 4a. Because knowing now that the 3A was a pretty good phone, which I never got to use, I'm like dying just to like kind of go to a 4A. Like, give me some plastic. Give me something light. Mm-hmm. Because these new Galaxies are going to be so darn heavy. Thankfully, I've been working out, doing my push-ups. I'll be able to carry this thing around and lift it up to my, you know, my ear to take all the robocalls that I
this
get.
Your hand will be like this.
Yeah. Huh? It's like those old StarTacs or whatever.
It's like when everyone made fun of the first couple of Note phones, right? And they were taking pictures of them holding tablets. Like, we're there. Uh-huh. We're actually there. Yeah.
That's our reality now.
Yeah. I don't know which I'm most excited for. Like, we'll get you an Ultra because you're kind of the Samsung, like, top tier reviewer of the two of us, right? Like, you had the S10 Plus. I think you had the Note 10 Plus. I always get, like, the cheaper models. So, I don't know. I think these phones are going to be really, really good. What sucks is that the S20 Ultra has that extra camera, which is going to be cool. Obviously, the massive battery, but the size, there's no appeal there. I don't want to carry around a 7-inch tablet. I don't want a 7-inch tablet phone. I don't want that. I'm leaning towards, well, I'll just get a 20 then. Because why would you buy the Plus, right? The Plus and the 20, I think, are about the same. Don't they have the same exact camera setup? I should pull those specs up again. If the 20 and the 20 Plus have the same camera setup,
they don't.
They don't. Are you sure?
I'm looking right now. I thought the Plus had an extra camera. It does. It has one extra.
Oh, it does. What does it have? Are you sure?
Probably an ultra wide or a telephoto.
I'm looking.
I see that there's an extra sensor on the Plus.
There is. You're right. There is. Oh, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's probably an ultra wide. No, it's probably the telephoto. I don't even know. I need to update our specs chart because it's wrong. Sorry, everyone. So I don't know then, because I'd rather have the smallest of the three because it's still a large phone. But then if I'm missing the extra camera sensor that the Plus has, well, that sucks. These phones look amazing. I'm not trying to say that, but the way they're tiering the choices is now making me mad. Like, in real time, I'm getting mad right now because I don't know. The Ultra is the phone you want, except it's 7-inch phone. What the hell?
Bring on some more of that white male rage.
It's coming.
It's coming.
I don't even know.
I'm kind of disappointed that they killed the whole E thing. I thought the E was actually really smart. With their trade-in deal, we were able to get that thing for like $200.
It was awesome,
And it made a lot of sense to have an inexpensive phone, yet still kind of tapped into all of the latest offerings of what Samsung was doing. Yeah, it had sort of like the weak fingerprint reader, but still, like, it was a good phone.
It was a little guy.
Disappointed that option's not going to be available. But maybe, maybe they didn't see all too many sales because there's, I mean, if you're going to get the E, sure then no there's probably it, yeah. better options to get like a OnePlus device where you're still spending less money than what the E is, but you're getting all of the that year's top specs. So it probably just wasn't selling very well because it's Samsung and they can still charge a lot of money for their devices. But so that's disappointing.
I wouldn't be surprised if the E sort of on there scared people away because they go, oh, this is like the really shitty cheap version, right? Whereas sure. now you don't have that weird little letter that throws everyone off. Now you're just 20 plus. Anyway, yeah.
I'm looking through the comments. Christopher saying too many SKUs these days. I'm kind of with him on that. I don't know how they keep everything straight. That's like that. Motorola. Motorola with 20 different variants of the Moto G and the Moto E and the Z.
And how many different One phones? Dude. Yeah.
And like Android, yeah. It's way too many SKUs. I don't know how they keep them all straight.
And we started going back to this time where everyone was cutting back and limiting models. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everyone started doing that. Well, we'll give you two, like a small and a big. And now we're
three.
There's plus. Three of these. And there's also now two or three notes where there was one note.
I mean, oh, my there are gosh, so many. Right. A note light? I'm still mad about that.
Oh, see, I forgot about those. I was just thinking the regular Note 10 and Plus and then the 5G. Like, there was three. But then I forgot, yeah, we got the Note Lights and the S10 Light. It's just silly. It's just was silly.
Oh, God.
So many lights.
Yep.
So many lights. Yeah. They're not coming.
Right. Thankfully, in the U.S., we have it a little bit better, but yeah, man, what a trip. There's a lot of,
I don't know how you tell people to choose. You just go, well, you know, that's 20. Yeah. Well, you're going to miss the telephoto or whatever. You go, well, that sucks. Well, what do I have to do to get the next one? Pay $250 to get a telephoto and you get a bigger size you didn't ask for. Oh, okay. Well, what if I want that super space zoom thing? Dope. Another $250 and more size. Like, it just sucks. Just pack it into one size. Anyway, February 11th is not that far away. You'll get them all in hand and go, Kellen, this is the one for you. And you'll go, this is the one for me. As you're holding two hands.
Yeah.
This is dope. This is awesome, guys.
This thing's sweet.
But when I take it off my head, like, I can space zoom like this.
Oh, yeah. I like space zooming.
Yeah, pretty odd. Like, you're holding a baby at your head almost at all times. This is awesome. This is the future. Yeah. Before we go on to the next subject, though, we had a couple of donations. Charles dropped $10 before the show started and said, I'm just going to refresh it so everyone can see it. Said, shout out to the largest air assault division in the world, 101st, where my parents proudly serve. Hope the next charity can be for our vets. I mean, we'll certainly consider it. Yeah. Like, if you guys don't know what he's talking about, we've done a couple of sort of charity drives for a couple of months in a row. So we're taking a break right now from doing it, but we have another one that we'll probably try to figure out in a couple of months. I don't know. We just got done with one end of December.
We do love our troops.
And we do love our troops. This is true. Yes.
Yes.
Other donations, Sarah Washington says, dropped $4.56 as trans rights. We also support trans rights. Yes.
That's true. We support a lot of stuff.
Yes, we do.
So, I assume Streamlabs is broken because because Sarah Washington just super chatted $4 million.
It does say that.
Yeah. Sarah, thank you so much, man. So I will catch you all next week. I'm about to take a vacation. Thank you, Sarah. Funny. Trans rights. Gotta love it. 4.5 Gonna need a refund. Yeah. Nope, sorry. No refunds on the Droid Live show. That's not how we roll.
We're definitely not issuing a refund to that one. All right. So S20, I don't really know what else there is to say. Let's move on to the next one? The flippity dippy Galaxy Z Flipper.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Galaxy Z Flip. This is the one I actually care about. I don't know why, because this is not the type of flip or foldable I want. But the other thing we expect Samsung to announce outside of the new Galaxy Buds Plus, which I don't think are much of an upgrade, is their next foldable, which is weird. Again, I was talking about how Samsung's really bad about naming things. The Galaxy Z Flip is their next foldable, and it is a flip phone. We pretty much know all there is to know about this phone at this point. We're pretty sure it'll be announced alongside the S20s, and it may be available before those, right? Don't we think like it might be available right away sort of thing? At least I thought that was one of the last rumors. Anyway, so when Future outed this thing, pictures, specs, like we know
what this thing looks like.
Yeah, we know everything. So flip phone unfolds just like the Moto Razr. Except unlike the Moto Razr, this thing is spec'd appropriately for the price, probably. So we think around $1,400, you get a 6.7 inch full HD, so 1080p AMOLED with little hole punch camera up top, 8 gig RAM, 256 gig UFS 3.0 storage. That inside camera is 10 megapixel, 3300 milliamp hour battery, Snapdragon 855 Plus, Samsung's One UI, Android 10, all that stuff. 12 megapixel dual pixel shooter on the back with also a 12 megapixel ultra wide and a little baby 1-inch AMOLED display that when it's closed, it'll probably show you like notifications, the time, that sort of thing. Mm. You know, if you placed the pre-order for the Moto Razr, you know, just
go ahead and cancel
that one. I'm not sure why you would buy that. Obviously, there's some nostalgia there. People are just like, I want a Moto Razr back. It looks like the old Razr flips. It does the snappy thing. It looks like it. The Moto Razr costs $1,500. This thing is supposedly $1,400. The Moto Razr is locked to Verizon. It has eSIM, only works on Verizon. There's no unlocked version, so it's only for Verizon people anyway. This Z Flip supposedly might be an AT&T exclusive out of the gate, but we believe there will be an unlocked version as well. Outside of the look and bringing back like people's feelings about the Moto Razr, this thing absolutely destroys the Moto Razr for the price. I don't know why the hell you would buy a Moto Razr over this thing. I know this hasn't been announced, and so we're talking about the future, but it has an actual 1080p display, unlike the Razr, which is just over 720p. This has a flagship level processor that doesn't. We know this display will be better than that one because it's Samsung doing it. This one supposedly has like a really thin layer of glass covering it, so extra protection. More RAM, more storage. We know the cameras won't suck, and Motorola's are definitely going to be not. It's one camera, and we know it's not going to be good. The battery here, bigger. Dual camera on the back. I mentioned that. The Moto Razr is already pushed back to like February 25th. Pre-orders are because apparently they sold enough of whatever they created. We have one in, by the way. I don't know why you would buy the Razr. This thing actually looks pretty good, spec-wise.
Yeah, it looks really good. I'm obviously not a fan of the name.
The name's awful.
Yeah, I much prefer just that Galaxy Bloom kind of code name that was going around that we thought the name was going to be. But yeah, Galaxy Z Flip is pretty terrible. Why not just Galaxy Flip?
Galaxy Flip would be great.
Yeah. No outside display, which is totally fine because I suppose what's the point if I have to interact with it? I'm going to have to open up the phone anyway. So why spend more money on the outside display that can't really do anything. So as long as I can like maybe check the time or something, that's really all that's important.
Yeah.
Seeing quick little notifications. Other than that, I mean, this looks cool. Like, I like the idea of having, like, a smaller device in my pocket. You know, it's definitely not the ultimate couch phone like the original Galaxy Flip was, or Galaxy Fold was.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we got a Fold and a Flip. I hate my life. Yes. Why didn't they call it the Galaxy Z Fold then? Why are we going Galaxy Z Flip? That makes absolutely no sense. Anyway.
Samsung.
The phone's probably going to be pretty sweet. If you're into spending a ton of money for first generation tech like this, then you might as well go for the Samsung one and not the Motorola one. I mean, and no offense to like Motorola. It's just kind of weird that all of a sudden, oh, we've got folding tech too, but don't worry if there's bumps and weird stuff with it. Like, that's totally normal. Like, I'm good. Like, I mean, even the Galaxy Fold at $2,000, like, when we were getting ready to send back my review unit, it was starting to kind of close funny. Like, it just felt like there was like resistance and stuff. And we're still a ways away, you know, I feel like, from this stuff being perfected. And I don't know if I want Motorola being in charge of the $1,500 that I give them, you know, like, I don't know. I guess I just trust Samsung more with this type of stuff.
At this point, yeah,
I know Lenovo's huge, of course, but
some people are pointing out that not having a display on the cover sort of sucks. I would tend to agree with that a little bit, just because we live in this world where notifications come into our phones and we want to see information before we have to get into our phone. Like right now, I'm looking at the always on display on my Pixel 4 XL. It says I have, I don't know, five notifications, and I can tap once and I can see lots of information. Whereas this, that little thing's going to go and vibrate and show you, like, you have an email, and you're going to go, well, you're not telling me what that is, so I have to open. And so you're going to have to open it every single time you get a notification. I'm assuming it'll give you a little bit more information than just an icon, but it's going to force you to open that thing constantly. Whereas like with the Razer, you at least have a little display, and the Fold had a bigger display. So that's unfortunate. I'm surprised they didn't put something slightly bigger, but it's still going to be a better phone.
As our phones are being designed to do more things, right? We're sort of getting rid of computers and all that. And our phones are becoming more powerful. Going back to sort of this design, this folding design, doesn't really make sense, because it can't take advantage a lot of the things that phones can do these days, I feel like, especially in terms like multimedia or just media consumption in general, playing games on it. That's where the Galaxy Fold made a lot more sense, right? They put the big processor in and they gave it a ton of RAM, a ton of power. So that thing could do a ton of stuff, and you've got a big display for it. This, you've got a smaller display, so gaming on it probably isn't going to be ideal unless you're playing like Flappy Bird or whatever, like a vertical game, like Tetris maybe. Tetris could be pretty cool. So I feel like you're losing the ability to do certain things on a design such as this. And it just kind of reminds me that the future, or at least when we were in the past, we had a very different idea of what things were going to be in terms of technology. I remember, Zoolander with Ben Stiller. You know, we thought phones were only going to get smaller, where in fact they actually got a lot bigger. Now we're talking about the Ultra with a 7-inch display, a tablet in our pocket and stuff. And it's not the little babies, you know, that everyone thought, or like the Matrix thought, everything was just going to be sliding and like super kind of compact and cool looking. No, like it's all just sort of just getting big and expensive and fancy. I don't know. Either way, I'm excited for this phone. I don't know if it's another proof of concept in sort my mind. Of, yeah. This is Samsung so saying, early, hey, yeah, here's what we can do. It's cost you $1,500. I mean, I don't know. Is it worth that? I mean, again, it's a risk. I feel like buying these phones are a darn risk. And because we saw what happened the first time, they could break. It just seems like such a pain.
And it looks like a similar like hinge and everything to that original Galaxy Fold, like just looking at it unfolded. So I don't know. Are we going to have the same gaps and we're going to have to worry about that stuff again?
Yeah, I hope not. It does look cool though. You know, in terms of just like a cool factor and like, do I want one? Of course, because I want to whip that thing out at New Seasons or Whole Foods or wherever, use Samsung Pay to pay for my organic tofu.
Has Samsung Pay, yep.
And people would be like, what is that thing? And I'd be like, it's the future. Remember last time? Yeah, because they're like,
remember last time when it was really big and I was carrying around an unfoldable tablet? Look at this one.
Yeah. Everyone stops future. And says, what happens? I'm like, what? Like, what happens? It's like, what happens in the future? And they think, you know, I'm obviously Marty McFly. So, yeah, totally. I think it'll be cool. I really hope we get one. Even if we have to pass around a single unit, that'd be totally cool. I just want to try it out.
Yeah.
I think I'm a bit more open to it than you are, because I've been talking about how the kind of the vertical fold, you know, the up down has been a bit more interesting to me than the tablet, just in terms of aesthetics. So we'll see.
Still want the tablet, but I do want to play with these just to see, maybe, who knows, maybe it'll change the old opinion. Yeah. Speaking of the tablet version, we now think the true Galaxy Fold successor is coming in Q2, which seems weird because by the time Q1's over, this flip phone version's barely going to be, you know, old at all. So Q2, new Galaxy Fold, which would be the tablet version with 5G and an S Pen support. Like the original one should have had S Pen support. Hopefully this means Samsung's figured out some durability issues with the display so you can actually touch a stylus or S Pen to it. That's exciting. But again, we're hoping that Samsung got it all right and they have a lot to prove still. But this new one, maybe they've got it figured out.
It'll probably be dope.
It'll probably be dope. Hopefully it is. Someone in the chat asked, what about the Surface Duo? Have we talked much about Microsoft's folding concept thing that's still like 9 months away? Yeah, see, I'm kind of with you on that. I feel the same. I keep seeing people, I think it's because tech media people are bored right now, but and Microsoft released the SDK for it. They're like, this is the real future. I'm not quoting anyone, but they're like, this is like the actual future.
This is the future.
It's better than foldables. They're actually doing something with it. And I'm going, well, the form factor is really weird. Like when you talk about holding up a phone, like the promo video of the girl pulling it out of her bag and like flipping it open, it's like, cause it's 4x3 or something. So it's like really like when I'm doing this, this is actually the Surface Duo. And so I guess it comes down to this sort of workflow idea where you're managing the two screens, which LG's kind of doing right now, right? You're managing the two screens. Like I'd rather just get on a damn computer. I don't know. I mean, I guess, but I'm also the guy who never really got into Android tablets, who also never really got into using multi-window on a phone. Cause I just, then you're like in these cramped spaces.
No,
I guess.
One uses that stuff.
Okay. You're not, I didn't think so. Dude. Okay. Yeah. So this thing, while it looks sort of cool, and I think Microsoft's done some things to improve the dual screen experience over what, you know, Google's tried to attempt to do with Android. Yeah. But I'm also not invested in Microsoft services, which I know I'm very much in the minority there. I know a lot of people use Microsoft services, but so it's going to be really geared towards those. We don't know if Microsoft will be able to put anything better than Motorola's camera in their thing. It takes years for companies to make good cameras. OnePlus is still struggling with that after however many phones. So I don't know. Like the Surface Duo looks cool. I want to play with it, but it's a big boy. Like, I mean, you fold two things. It's a big thing. So yeah, it's hard for me to get super excited about it yet, but as we get closer and we learn more and they show us maybe what the camera can do, if they ever put one in it, it could be fun. Maybe it'll like really change it. Change everything. We won't need a foldable.
Not yeah. Sure. Whenever we used to see demos for how multitasking on Android works, sort of having multiple apps open at once, I can't say I've ever used my phone like that in real life, ever. Like, oh, hey, you can be scrolling through vacation photos and talking with your friends and watching a YouTube video at the same time. Like, you've never done that? Yeah, it's like, is that just like, not like, can I just not multitask like that? Like, am I the only person? I've never seen anyone do it. I've never heard anyone say they ever wanted to try it. Like, I get that it's possible, but just because it's possible doesn't mean it needs to exist.
Like Ben just said, he uses Maps and Spotify at the same time. Which
music on top, navigation on bottom.
Which I sort of get that. Just little pro tip, Ben. Spotify is like baked into Google Maps now. You can just control it.
Right yeah, there. Well,
they added that a little while ago.
What's at least nice about the kind of gesture controls, and even what like how Android's kind of handled multitasking for the past few years, being able just to swipe through apps, right? If I'm in one app and I can just swipe through to the back to the next one, and those apps are cached, like everything's just good to go. As soon as you scroll into that app and it's usable, it doesn't have to restart or anything like that. Multitasking has become so fluid on these devices that I don't need multi windows doing stuff. So yeah, I don't know.
So Ben, if you're in the navigation screen, they added like a couple of months ago, they added music controls for Spotify was the first one they supported. So it'll like gives you like a little, I can't pull it up right now, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that's still there, right? That you can, I just use Android Auto in my car, so I haven't used it in a while, but they added to the navigation experience like music controls to Google Maps, Spotify specifically. I don't think they pulled that, did they? I think it's still there.
pretty sure it's still there as of October 2018 or yeah. 2018. This is a while ago.
Oh, it was that long ago? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you should check it out. It's actually kind of cool. I think it displays the current song. I don't know. I haven't used it in a really long time. Sorry.
It displays playback controls, power pause, skip, rewind or whatever. And then it shows, the song title.
There you go.
And an album art.
There you go.
He wants to see the song title. Yeah. You here, man. We got a whole post about it here. I'll link you. I don't know if you'll be able to click that, but there you go.
Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so back
to just trying to save somebody from having to use the experience that is multi-window.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't want you spending a ton of money on a Surface Duo just for that particular thing. Right. So we're going to save you some money here. As for Android tablets, yeah, they suck.
They don't really
So why would anymore. I want something that folds into one? and that was my beef with the Galaxy Fold. $2,000 for an Android tablet. Android tablets blow. There's hardly any apps that are catered to run on like an Android tablet. It's very unlike Apple and the iPad. The iPad is such a superior tablet experience in all facets of the concept that why would you ever buy an Android tablet? I know plenty of Android phone users who just own iPads. Well. And that makes so much more sense because those apps are actually built for the larger screen. They just work better. I even think your son, I know he's only like 4 or whatever, but he owns an iPad, right?
He sure does. He's 6. But yeah, when we were thinking about traveling, trips, long car rides, any of that stuff where you might need to like entertain a child so they're not screaming and crying. When I was like, we need a tablet. I went, yeah, I'm just going to get an iPad. I'm not going to deal with Samsung's garbage. Like I've had Samsung tablets over the years and this may have changed now because I haven't used a Tab S5 or S6 because I just gave up long ago, but their update support for them used to be really, really awful. I'm sure that's improved now. But so yeah, and I don't really want Amazon's Fire tablets because I need access to real app ecosystem, and I would have had to like be hacker bro with those to get all that on there. Didn't want to deal with that. So yeah, I went iPad. So yeah, we bought an iPad a couple years ago and just loaded it up. Like Google Play Movies is on there, right? You can't buy anything from Google Play Movies on there, but it pulls in your library, which is really all we needed. So
totally. Yeah. My old ball and chain has an iPad from work, and that's, we use that on flights and stuff. Yeah. It just works, man. Just works. iPads are dope. And another thing, which I'll probably end up like writing a piece on in a couple of years, is screen rotation. And of course, the animations and how Apple, of course, still has a patent on making transitions smooth from landscape to vertical. Like, oh, Jesus.
Anyway. That is one of those things that's actually shocking when you
it's grab 2020.
An Apple device and you rotate it and it immediately like that just goes and it just does it. And Google, like any Android phone, you flip it and you like wait. Time. You're like, are you gonna change? And then it eventually does.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, we did have a donation that I wanted to touch on real quick. Sure. We haven't obviously talked about this, but Riggs Magic with the $8.24 says Kobe. Yeah, man, Kobe. What was happening? That was on a weekend, right? That was a Saturday, I think.
It was Saturday. Sunday?
Sunday? I can't remember.
Sunday.
I just know it was a weekend. And
Sunday, yeah.
My fiance, she's like, hey, man, Kobe's dead. And I was like, what? Like, that's fake news. No way. No way is Kobe gone. And I, sure enough, popped up on my phone. I was like, damn, that sucks. So yeah, Kobe.
Yeah, I was like, my wife had gotten out of the house and I was like, oh, I'm gonna like go do something. And I was like sat at my computer for 2 seconds just to look something up. And I saw somebody post a link on Twitter to the TMZ thing that was like, Kobe Bryant dies in helicopter. And everyone's instant reaction was, no way. And you guys can't report that. That's evil. Like, we don't believe you. And then sure.
Kind of crazy. Obviously, Kobe, he's up there. is one of the best. I mean, that's undeniable. You can't even dispute the fact that he is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Not only that, but, you know, not to really get into any of his, like, personal life, but, you know, this the guy, besides that one incident, he seemed like a very good person, good human being. But, yeah, besides that one incident.
By no means is the man
perfect.
Perfect.
No.
But it's okay to celebrate some of the like the things that,
that he did.
Good about him. I think everyone should still acknowledge the fact that he's definitely was accused of raping someone. I don't think people should dance around that. I mean, I don't think you should destroy the man forever. He's now dead, but like that's a part of I've seen some people like scared to acknowledge that. Like, I don't think like people should forget that. I think you should remember that he's an amazing basketball player, apparently amazing father. They think he's reconciled with his wife or had. I mean, like, those things are worth acknowledging, but there's, I don't know. Anyways.
Just because we're saying a good guy doesn't mean he's a perfect guy and didn't make mistakes earlier in his life. But I think we've all made mistakes. It's totally fine.
I mean, yeah, he, you know, again, I don't really want to get into it. It's not really our topic. But yeah, I mean, like, anyway, as a basketball player, one of the all-time greats, it is an insanely sad story. Like, seeing that. And then, like, as it was unraveling and it, like, then you find out his daughter's with him and then other family, or not, people, not, not related to him, but other families with their, I mean, it's just, it was,
I think it took a toll on everybody.
Yeah. So, and yeah, I'm very, not very somebody who was ever a Kobe fan, obviously, because I'm Blazers fan. And so he was like an arch rival and all that stuff. And I've never liked the Lakers, but like, just he meant a lot to the game of basketball. And it, and from the stories that have poured out since then, obviously did a lot of really good things for a lot of people.
I've never taken a shot at a trash can, you know, with a rolled up paper ball or anything, and haven't screamed like Kobe. I mean, that's just what we do as a culture in America. Yeah, so I will continue doing that to honor number 24.
Yeah,
or number 28, depending on however you want to
do eight it. Eight or 24, yeah.
Yeah. Both are good.
Anyway.
I would take 24, Kobe. That's just me. The Mamba. Yeah, so what else we got?
Yeah, the mid-show Kobe tribute section.
Yeah, man.
Threw everything
we should have had a moment
bit.
Of silence. 24 seconds, but too late now.
Just wild. It's still like you see video of the dude, like, you know, because there's still like an outpouring of videos and like tributes and this stuff. And you're like, that dude can't be, he can't be dead. Can't be. I don't know. Just life can be taken away very quickly. It's very messed up. It's very sad.
What else we get?
Well, the Motorola Razr, as I mentioned, is up for pre-order. 1500 bones. It's now pushed back to February 25th if you want one. Since it's pushed back so far, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say don't throw the money down on that because,
hold off on that one.
Yeah, Samsung's going to announce theirs, which we just talked about, much before that date will arrive. So yeah, just hold off. In sort of random OnePlus news, they joined the Wireless Power Consortium, the WPC, and, that could mean that they're, contemplating wireless charging for their next phones.
Yeah.
Does that, you know, it's one of those things where OnePlus, every time they come out of the phone and people get excited, and there's the OnePlus fans who are, they're not cultish, but, you know, we're borderline. They love OnePlus, right? They show up to events and stuff. They all go, it doesn't matter. We don't have wireless charging. We got the fastest warp charging thing ever. And then all the other people who are like, you guys don't have wireless charging. And then they battle, right? They do that thing back and forth. We don't have wireless. Everyone else has wireless charging. Can't believe you don't do it. It's like when you told us we don't need NFC OnePlus, you know, like that whole thing. So if they do, like, that's great. I just, you know, wireless charging is still slow. So if I can, I still choose to plug phone in because any phone is faster charging that way. We may get to a point where wireless charging is super fast. I know the Wireless Power Consortium is working on that. That, like, maybe a Qi standard that does like 60 watts or something. That just sounds like we're going to burn houses down. But if we can get there safely, that's great. For now, though, like, I don't really care. Like, I have a Pixel stand on the desk right behind me, one of these shoulders, and I rarely use it. I use the one by my bed because I just can put it on there at night when I finally close my eyes. But otherwise, like, just plug your phone, it's faster. Super fast.
Yeah, I definitely don't care. Obviously, I get that it's, you know, easy just to put something down and wirelessly charge it. But yeah, like you said, it's slow. Slow and dumb. It is. So I just plug it in. I don't care.
I'm the same way. Anyway, so that's the big rumor for OnePlus. Big stuff there. As I mentioned early in the show, the biggest news of the week is that NVIDIA just released the Shield remote, the new Shield remote, which is the little triangle guy. We finally got volume controls, play, pause, whatever buttons back, home, circle, whatever, menu button, power button. I mean, the new remote, the reason we're kind of joking about this is because the actual new Shield TV remote is ridiculously good. It actually stays connected to the new Shield TV. There's no disconnection, weird stuff going on. Actually has easily swappable batteries. I kind of wish it was rechargeable, but that original remote doesn't hold charges at all. So I'd rather just be able to swap them. Totally. You know, you can buy rechargeable AAAs if you really care that much. It's great. It's motion sensor. So if you pick it up, like, it lights up so you can find it and things like that. There's like a way to find it. Actually, there's like a lost remote thing. The only thing I will say that sucks is there is a Netflix button on it.
I hit it accidentally all the time.
All the time. And it instantly just cuts off whatever you're doing and opens Netflix. I wish they would have done away with that. Wait, didn't somebody already figure out a way to reprogram that though?
That wouldn't surprise me.
I think somebody did. I'm tempted to try to tweak that because, yeah, I do bump it all the time. But the volume controls on there are, oh my God.
It's so not me. It's my darn dog. I have the remote sitting on the couch, and then Thor will come up and plop his fat butt down on it, and then it goes straight to Netflix. God, it pisses me off. Fat dog.
So the reason we're talking about it is you can buy it separately now for $30. I think still NVIDIA's store is the only place to get it, but they offer free shipping. That's fairly fast. Like, mine should be here. I think I ordered it Monday. Mine should be here today if it didn't just get delivered right now. And it'll work with the old Shield TVs. So all the old Shield TVs picked up an update this week that enables support for that. So if you own an old Shield TV, you should just go buy the new remote. I'm telling you right now, totally. It's
$30.
100% worth it rather than buying a whole new Shield TV. So
totally agree. Dedicated volume buttons. So it's pimping. It's pimping,
really,
baby.
It's really good.
Charles says, decided to give the NVIDIA Shield TV another try. Yeah, not sure why I gave up on it 2 years ago, but by far gave me a new perspective on Google Stadia. Yeah, once Google Stadia support comes for Android TV, I'm sure, I mean, the Shield TV is obviously going to be positioned as the greatest gaming Android TV box that one could buy. Because it's going to have the GeForce now. You're going to be able to hook up a Shield controller, like an actual gaming controller, which is like a good gaming controller. It's actually pretty comfortable to use. Or the Stadia controller, I assume you could probably use either. Once that time comes.
Hopefully it comes soon enough. Maybe when Stadia actually launches out of whatever this early. What are we actually in with Stadia?
What are you talking about? This is the launch. This is it. We're not in some, like, this isn't like a made up beta thing. This is it. This is Stadia, and it sucks.
It technically is. We're not really in a beta. They should have launched it as a beta.
It was really like kind of a, so I guess you could call it maybe like a soft launch because the free version of Stadia is not available. Like, you can't sign up.
For Stadia. I guess that's kind of what I was referring to. That's right. You can't sign up to do the free version. You have to do the paid. Yeah. Which is even more insulting.
Like, this needs to be free. Yeah. I appreciate what Riggs, Magic, and Brandon Fisher saying, like, this is an alpha. No, it's a pre-alpha at best. Like, yeah, you're right. Because it launched with a bunch of non-existing features. They said, hey, here's what we're doing in the future. And even so, they just updated us for the month of February. And they said, hey, here's what's coming in February. Surprise, nothing is coming in February. Just maybe a couple of new games. A couple of free things for the pro users. Oh, like achievements for desktop or something. Like, who cares? Like, nothing in terms of making the service any better or adding support for maybe a different game store so people can bring in new titles they already own from other services like GeForce Now does. So in terms of cloud gaming, it's pretty weak. I've obviously played Borderlands 3 a little bit. But, dude, I mean, it's just like, it's so the game, like, it's the games. If the games aren't good, then what good is the service? There's no games I want to play. It, like, when you're looking at the top, say, 50 games on Twitch that are being streamed, I think they have like 2 or 3 games tops that are in the top 50. Well, Ars Technica just came out with a report that said Thumper, which is one of the free games they gave you, I think, for the month of January, has like 1,000 players or a few thousand players. Yeah. Like, dude, I mean, and we already know Stadia's user base is small and actually dwindling from another report. I think that was from Business Insider. So we know not only they're losing users, it's already a small base to start with. And that probably won't change much when it's free. Because when you're free, you're not getting any free games. You have to be paying to get the free games, or else you just have to buy a game. But then why are you buying a game for the cloud when you could either just get it for the PC or a console and probably have a better experience because you're not relying on your internet and all this other stuff? Like, Stadia has fundamental problems. And I don't know if they were actually, like, maybe thought about, but this is, like, so Google. Like, they totally they threw Google. So much money into it to launch it first before GeForce Now's public launch or before Amazon or whoever else is working on crap like this. Like, I don't know, man. Stadia kind of just grinds my gears because I want it to be awesome because I like playing games.
The concept is very cool.
Sure.
You know, if they actually had a real game catalog, I wonder if the complaints would be there. Because if you're a Stadia Pro person, you've obviously gotten some free games. That's all you can be as a Stadia Pro person. But if you had an actual catalog of games that you could play and try out and actually use the service, I wonder if people's sort of impression of it would be like, well, you don't really have achievements yet, and you don't have like the assistant functionality and the streaming stuff and all, like all these features they showed off. I wonder if we'd care as much if there was actual games to play. Like, because right now, because there's nothing to play, we're nitpicking all the stuff, right? Where if like, maybe if there was real games, we just forget about all the other stuff. I don't know. And maybe not. Maybe if there was games, then we'd really be complaining about the missing features. But yeah, I mean, the biggest problem is that there's no game. Like, I haven't touched it in a long time because I don't know. I tried a couple of games, didn't like them. And then Borderlands came out. I think I lost track of time, didn't have a chance to play it. So anyway.
I was enjoying Borderlands for like the first week or two. And then I was like, okay, this game is like really repetitive. Mm-hmm. And so like the game itself just kind of, I lost my interest.
Yeah.
It was like similar to No Man's Sky. You just feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again. You're getting a little better every time, but it's so boring.
Yeah.
So we need more games. And I guess that's about it for Stadia. Paznos in the chat brought up Xbox xCloud. I think xCloud is probably going to be the one that just destroys everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously you have a huge library of Xbox titles there, and being able to play those, whether you be on bringing that to mobile and then having, you know, certain Xbox controllers can hook up to Android devices. So you've got your dedicated controller already that's wireless. It could be pretty sweet. So xCloud, probably going to be dope.
Yeah, and they just opened that up to more people. I think added a whole bunch more supported titles and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be the one, especially if people can just pull in all their old libraries and not have to rebuy everything like they're going to have to do on Stadia.
Yeah.
The Stadia free tier is going to be awful because people are going to sign up and then they're going to say, well, wait, what do I do now? And Google's going to go, we have to buy games. And they're going to go, wait, I have to buy? I can't rent a game or test it. Like, I have to spend $60 now on that game.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, so renting games makes... It's kind of a cool idea.
It's something. I guess we'll find out when it goes free. Anyway, rounding back, NVIDIA's controller, the new remote for the Shield.
Oh, right.
Go buy that.
Yeah, it's $30. That's a better investment than Stadia. Yeah,
definitely. Just quickly, I wanted to touch on Sonos. So like 2 weeks ago now, I think, 10 days ago, something like 8 days ago, Sonos announced that they were basically going to kill off some of their older products. And while killing them off, they could affect some of your products that haven't been killed off, because Sonos' software ecosystem has always been a little wonky, and all of your products in your house have to be on the same software. And if they're not, then the whole system apparently doesn't work. So when Smart. Sonos announced that, everyone got rightfully really, really pissed off, because Sonos speakers, not cheap. And so Sonos had to pretty much backpedal on a lot of it right away and said, look, we'll try to figure out different software options so that your old stuff will still work and your new stuff will still get updates. And you know, that's great. I hope they can figure that out. I don't have my like full confidence behind that, but it brings up sort of an interesting idea that, you know, like sitting in front of me, I have a Google Home Max. Like, how long is Google going to support that? And I think we're going to run into that. You know, a lot of people made investments in smart products over the last couple of years, like Google Nest Hub, all of that stuff, right? Even the original like Google Home Mini, while it was only $50 down to $20, $25. What happens when Google cuts those off? Like, are we going to have to replace in, even if it's 10 years, like, are you fine replacing all of your Google Homes? Like, okay, so the original Google Home, how old is that thing now? The original with the slanty top Google Home. That's now 5 years old or something, 4 years old. Did that come out with the original Pixel, or was that Nexus 6P? When the hell did that come out?
The original Google Home is a good question.
Yeah, was that Pixel or Nexus 6P? I can't remember.
Checking. 2016.
So I think that was Pixel, right? 2016 was the first Pixel? Yeah, that was first Pixel. So what happens when that dies? Like, are you going to be mad that you have to replace all those Google Homes in your house? Assuming it dies, maybe Google will figure out a way not to, but it needs software support. It needs to be updated. So I guess I'm just, it's an interesting topic that I would, at some point was going to maybe write something about, but it's very, very deep and lengthy. Is that we sort of should prepare for a lot of this stuff. Like the lights that are right in front of my face right now, these Nanoleaf things. What happens when Nanoleaf goes, you know, I just don't really want to update those anymore. And then they just sit there on my wall and barely light up. Like, these are things I think we actually need to have a conversation about. And maybe not just phones. You know, we talk about Samsung and Google provide sort of a timeline for how long they're going to update phones. We know Google's going to do 3 years, five of security. Wait, how many years is Google doing security? I should know all this stuff. Is it just three?
Sounds three. Bad.
So should we expect more from that because it's a speaker?
I don't, no. You know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe. So we sort of need to figure out like how we should all be approaching these sort of smart tech because they're not cheap. This Google Home Max, I got this one at a nice discount, but it's a $400 speaker. These Sonos things, why people were so pissed is that Sonos was going to kill off their $400 speakers, which was then going to affect all of their other $400 speakers. So anyway, just a lot of smart tech in general. I think we should probably prepare more for the fact that it might not be around forever.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It sucks. I mean, a speaker for one should just last forever. I mean, speakers are speakers. There's not like a lot behind them tech wise to keep them running. Unless I guess they're a smart speaker from Sonos.
Just I'm with you on that.
Fortunate. All right. So 30 seconds is what I'm limiting to. Skoggin Falster 3. New watch in the building. See, what should I say about it? It was announced at CES. It's $295, so $300. Comes in a number of finishes. This is sort of the black one. I put my own band on it because the one it came with was like a mix of leather and rubber, and it was uncomfortable as hell, so I put my own on it. It's basically a Fossil Gen 5, so it has Snapdragon 3100, gig of RAM, 8 gig storage, GPS, heart rate, NFC, all of that stuff. The display is fine. It has buttons. Am I at my 30-second limit yet? What do I think? So. I'll probably review it this week. It is fine. It's just like a Fossil Gen 5 with a different case and a different brand name and costs. Is it the same? $20 more. I think $20 more. Is the Fossil Gen 5 275, 295?
You're asking the wrong guy.
I don't know. It's slightly smaller, 42 millimeter. It wears well. I like it. It's just a Fossil Gen 5. I think that's it. I'll review it and say more, but that's the story.
Probably not much more, though.
There's not much more to say. No. I will say, please read the Fossil Gen 5 review. And also, yes, I like the look of it. That's basically the review, right?
Yeah.
Not really sure what else to say. Yes, people are like, it looks nice in the chat. It does look nice. It's just, you know, we're at the same spot we've been with Wear OS for basically ever.
Hasn't evolved.
It has not. The only thing I'll say is I've put down the watch active too while I have this on the wrist. And I don't know that I like miss that watch other than that watch does sleep tracking, whereas Wear OS still doesn't. So I guess like if you care about that, otherwise this watch has been solid. The battery life's been fine. Okay. Good. Google I.O. We have a date for Google I.O. 2020 and it is May 12th through May 14th. Back down at the old Shoreline Amphitheater in beautiful Mountain View. This is the fourth year they've had it down there at that. Has it really been that many years? I think it is. I think it's the fourth year there. Anyway, so May 12th through the 14th, I'm pretty sure the sign-up process, if you want a ticket to I.O., is going to be the same sort of lottery thing. To be honest, if you're not a developer, this is not something you should ever consider going to. It really is a developer conference, and it's become more and more developer-y. Whereas it used to be they would announce some products and give them away as freebies and stuff like that, and a lot of those freebies would almost cover the cost of your ticket. It hasn't been that for a number of years. So if you're not a developer, just don't go to Google I.O. and don't like try to get a ticket. I don't think it's really worth it. I mean, I go and I'm not a developer, so I'm just telling you, I'm media, and it just, it's, yeah. That's Google I.O. Woo.
Wow.
I think that's about all. Like, oh, you got the lights on. Oh, that means I need to trivia dance it.
Stretch.
All right, that's all we got for topics. It is it's trivia time. It's trivia time. Yeah, it's trivia time. So trivia, end of every show, we have five questions, and we let you answer those, and we reward you with prizes. This week, again, we are doing sort of a one plus choose your own prize backpack, Bullets Wireless 2. When you win, you just tell us which one you want, and we will get those ordered for you. So we put a question up. Tim reads it aloud in the YouTube chat. If you're watching live on YouTube, you just type the answer. You type the correct answer. And if you are first, we will call out your name. Your chat may look a little slower, weirder than ours, but we have sort of the real-time feed. So if your name doesn't show up at the top, I apologize. We will call you out if you are the winner. That's pretty much it. Question up. You answer. We call out your name if you win. And yeah, you win fabulous prizes. It's DL Trivia.
It's DL Trivia time. Welcome, everybody. Today's trivia, we've got some One Plus prizes. And because we got One Plus prizes, I decided to do One Plus Edition. So for all you One Plus cultists, this is going to be your week. So these are all questions that have to do with One Plus. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. I'll give you guys another couple of seconds here while I fix my mic and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you
some
going?
People drop down to 144p, as Gary the Fireman just said.
No.
You could go audio only even. I don't know if that will help or not. Yeah. You know, you just got to be, you got to be fast with the fingers.
You do. All right. Well, let's go ahead and kick it off here with question number one, please.
All right. Question number one is up now.
What? What are the first names for both co-founders of OnePlus?
Mm-hmm.
So there's two of them. What are the first names for both co-founders of OnePlus? So there's two co-founders.
Gotta have both names.
Yeah, I have both names. I'm seeing, is that Zachary Webb? With the correct answer of Pete and Carl?
Got that as well.
Nice. All right. Pete, Zachary John. Webb.
Pete and Carl, Carl Pei, Pete Lau.
All right. Excellent, Ben and Jerry. That was a good one. All right. Very nice. Zachary Webb off to a good start. Again, winners can choose between a set of Bullets wireless earbuds or a OnePlus backpack, second edition. Both fantastic, sweet prizes. Question number two, please.
Question number two is up now.
In what month of 2013 was OnePlus founded by Carl and Pete? Again, what month of in what month of 2013 was OnePlus founded?
You're just going to type random months until they get it right.
Chris Williams, with either a good guess or he just knew, December is the correct answer. Chris Williams, congratulations.
Chris Williams is the first December. That is correct.
Nice. Kind of I'm loving it. Y'all know your OnePlus.
Is that just straight from the wiki page? Because I have no idea what month they were created as a company.
Yeah, man, you got to wiki some of these. Straight from the wiki.
I mean, I'm just assuming. I have no idea that one. So, all right. Yeah. December, Chris Williams.
Straight from that wiki wick. All right, here we go. These are Gen 2 Bullets Wireless, Zachary.
Yeah, like Bullets, Bullets Wireless 2.
Two.
Bullets Wireless that, 2.
That new. Question number three, please.
Question number three is up now.
Well, this is an easy one. What is OnePlus's slogan? I mean, this is what they won't shut up about.
Yeah.
What is OnePlus's slogan?
There's plenty of it. Plenty of
it. So I'm going to go with William Perella. Perella?
Yeah.
There's obviously a little typo, but that's totally fine. The correct answer is never settle.
Never settle.
William, we're giving that to you. Congratulations.
William Perella.
Perella.
Perea? Perella.
See, now when there's the double L, I want to go, yeah, like Perea.
Perea? Perea? Perella?
I don't know.
Whatever. You won. Never settle.
Just
the best part about never settling is the fact that they constantly settled for a while. At this point, they're just kind of matching trends. Like somebody mentioned Ben mentioned the headphone jack. Yeah, Google did the same thing where they dumped on all these companies for the headphone jack thing. But even Samsung's no headphone jack. So at this point, they're just following the trends. But they never settle, no NFC, no wireless charging, all of those things, bad cameras, whatever.
Yeah.
There's definitely been some settling in the history of OnePlus.
They settle. And, they've had some marketing mishaps, with contests and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the history there. So. It was rough for a while there for old OnePlus as they were developing the early stages of the cult.
Yeah. All right, we're on to question four already.
Four.
T levels are rising in the chat. Let's go. Question number four, please.
Question number four is up now.
What was the internal code name for the original OnePlus One? This is a great.
I have no idea this one.
Question. What was the internal code name for the original OnePlus One?
This is definitely some Google action here.
I see Nate Clements. Of course, Chris Williams had the correct answer first, but he's already won. So Nate Clements, correct answer of bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Hopefully everyone just had the Wikipedia pages still up. Bacon.
Nate Clements, congratulations, my man. The winner of a sweet new backpack and or.
They really call it bacon.
Bacon. And there's a hamburger, there's guacamole. They got a whole bunch of great names in there.
That's great.
Yeah, it's a yummy device.
Google's running out of fish characters. So
a fish character. Yeah. We're running out of fish, man. Wow, okay. Last one. Might be the hardest one. Mm. Good luck, everybody.
I forgot about this one.
Yeah. Question number five, please.
Question number five is up now.
Which OnePlus phone model had a limited Star Wars edition? Again, which OnePlus phone model had a limited Star Wars edition? Zachary Webb, you already won. Nate Clements already won. These guys are trolling the page.
Ortiz?
I'm seeing Eric Ortiz. Eric Ortiz with the correct answer of the OnePlus 5T. T for Tim.
Eric Ortiz. I forgot that they had a Star Wars edition phone. I forgot about that.
It was kind of hot. It was white, that Stormtrooper white with some red. It was kind of hot.
It was actually pretty hot. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. Eric Ortiz, congratulations. So we've got our winners. We've got Zachary Webb, Chris Williams, William Perea, Nate Clements, and Eric Ortiz. Man, we got some winners up in here.
All right. You're going to email me?
Everyone's going to email Kellen.
Email is in the chat. Drop me an email and tell me what you want. I mean, I know all of you guys, I believe, have won before. Maybe not William. Maybe William has. Either way, email me there. Tell me what you want. Backpack, bullets. And also, you can specify colors because I believe there's colors of each if they're available. So let me know. Email me. Tell me the prize. Specify color. And your shipping address. Let's just do it all. Just give it all to me. Just give it all to me.
Yeah.
And then we'll just make it happen. Congrats, everyone.
Derek asking, did you guys talk about the Pixel 4a? Oh, we talked about how much I want one.
Yeah, we didn't talk a lot about it because right now, we got renders a while ago. And then recently, all we've really had is code names. I mean, I know like XDA found code names and references to processors, so it's looking like They'll have the newest Snapdragon. Is it the 765 that has 5G? So we'll probably get a 4A and a 4A XL that have that with 5G capabilities. That's kind of the newest stuff. And then code names, which I just kind of joked about the running out of fish names. The Pixel 4a looks awesome. I'm so excited for it. I fired up the 3a. It's actually on my desk right now just because I kind of wanted the fingerprint reader back. And the only problem is like I couldn't switch to it because I have all these stupid smartwatches. And stupid smartwatches, when you need to change phones, they have to factory reset. And I don't know if anyone's factory reset a Wear OS watch in a while, but they take about 3 hours to get set back up because they are so ridiculously slow. So yeah, the 4A I'm really excited for. Plastic phone, fingerprint reader, little hole punch camera, 5G. Yeah, the 4A is going to be great. I think the 4A is going to be great. I'm worried it's going to be too expensive because of the 5G, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Super Bowl weekend is this weekend. Super Bowl is this weekend.
It is.
We've got the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the San Francisco 49ers.
Such a big Chiefs fan over here.
Yeah, obviously we're huge Chiefs fans based in Portland, Oregon. obviously Kansas City is right next door. So
yes.
Yeah, we're big in the Kansas City culture. yeah, man. Definitely. I don't know if you care at all. Probably not. I know you're not like huge into football, but
not the NFL. I watch college, yeah. But I actually do. I cannot stand. I know you're a 49ers fan. I cannot stand the 49ers.
I can't stand you.
I will like most definitely kind of be sort of little bit just being like, yeah, Chiefs, you can win.
What the fuck? Like, what's your problem, dude?
Because when I growing up, when I was a little pup, the 49ers had like the stacked cheater team with Joe Montana and Rice and all those guys. And so I had a whole bunch of people that grew up around me that were like, I love the 49ers. And I'm like, that's stupid. They're not even, I grew up in Montana. They're not even close to us. You can't be a 40. The only reason you're a 49ers fan, kid, is because they won some championships. And they're like, whatever. And they like had their like the old like starter 49ers jacket. No. That's dope. You That's can't dope. Do that in Montana. So, no. So, I've never... It's the same reason, like, I don't like the Cowboys, the Yankees, the Lakers, the Celtics, because I didn't grow up in those areas, but they won. And so, people around me, like, they grew up and they were like, I love the Lakers. And I'm just like, shut up. So, I don't... That's why I don't... So, I've never liked the 49ers because as a kid...
You hate winners. You hate winners.
That's basically, fine. Yeah. I'm like... I don't like bandwagon folks. Basically where we're at here.
Totally.
You know what's really funny though is like the hat I'm wearing, like
Braves, yeah.
Yeah, and I grew up watching them. They were obviously good then. But it's different because they were the only thing on TV. 90s. They were the only thing on TV. But anyway, so like all those teams, those like teams that are like America's teams, not that the 49ers are, but the rest of them are, and the 49ers just don't like because of that. It's basically just comes back to the childhood.
Sorry.
I get why you like them. They're your team.
Yeah, obviously, I hope Niners win. I hope it's a great game. I mean, I hope they blow out the Chiefs by 50 points, but the Chiefs are a great team, too. So.
49ers can't score 50 points. You know who their quarterback is?
Oh, you're joking. And we dropped.
What is he like total for the playoffs? Like 120 yards or something passing? It's something great, right?
Oh, what? Because no one can stop our run. Why would we throw it when they can't stop our run?
I'm just saying, like you guys, you know.
I think Jimmy G threw like 4 or 5 touchdown passes against New Orleans, which was obviously it was the greatest game of the whole entire season. Like we know Jimmy can throw the ball. Calm down, everybody. Like that's a little ridiculous.
We know Jimmy can score. That's for sure.
Jimmy can score and score a lot. Dude, this Niner team can score.
It actually should be fun because with Mahomes going up against that defense, it'll be fun. It should be a good game.
Yeah.
Have we decided who's wearing what? Because both, you know, their colors are kind of matchy. Have they decided that? Who's wearing red?
Chiefs have red. Niners have white.
Okay. All right.
If I'm not, I do believe that's it. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure that's what's happening.
I actually don't care at all who wins. Like, I don't like the 49ers because, like I said, the history. But if they won, like, I'll have zero emotion there.
I'll have lots of emotion.
I know. You should. But, like, yeah. If the Chiefs win, like, I don't care if the Niners win. You know,
I won't cry because the Niners went from, what, 4-12 to the Super Bowl. Like, and Jimmy G has proven himself to be the god.
It's because they got your boy Sherman.
Oh, yeah, we got Sherm. But our team is just stacked. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, well, I hope we win. We got the best players in the NFL besides, like, the one who's QB for the Chiefs. So, yeah, man. You put Mahomes on the 49ers, and, like, I don't think they'd ever lose a game. But right. Not to down-talk Jimmy. He's awesome, but, yeah, still. Anyway, Riggs, feel free to trash talk me on Twitter. I will not be checking Twitter during the game because I get triggered about that stuff. So, yeah, man, it's going to be I hope it's just a good weekend. The Blazers play the Lakers tonight. I'm sure Staples Center is planning something very special.
Is this the first game back at Staples for them?
Yes. Yes.
You see Carmelo's sitting out, I believe.
We're doomed because Melo's like obviously our key right now.
Yeah. I don't know if he said why, but it was personal reasons. I'm assuming it's related to Kobe. It should be an emotional thing. Is it nationally televised? Did they bump it onto national or was it already going to be? It was going to be. It's probably on ESPN or something.
Yeah. I hope Lillard drops, what, 82 in honor of Kobe? I think Kobe put up 81, if I'm right, against...
81 against Toronto. Yeah. Watch like, LeBron do it, though. Watch LeBron, like, drop 81. And if he did it, it's fine. It's totally fine in this moment. LeBron may drop 81 tonight.
Do we just freaking Olay him to the basket every time he drives? Just, here you go. Possibly. No defense tonight, folks. It's an all-star game. All right. Here we go.
Yeah, that's going to definitely be something to tune into. I mean, I'd watch anyway because it's the Blazers, but that's going to be, emotional game there.
Yeah. Anyway, hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Obviously, yes. We'll be reporting back here in a week or so to tell you who won the Super Bowl and who won the Blazers versus Lakers.
the important stuff. We'll probably be back next week, though. We got lots of stuff going on because we're getting so close to Samsung's
big event. Oh yeah, it's a big month. Big month for February. Samsung's probably just gonna dominate the headlines for a while. So hope you're ready for some Samsung stuff.
Thanks again for the donations, Charles, Sarah, Riggs. Appreciate the donos.
Yes.
Hope everyone has a fabulous weekend. Be safe out there. If you're going to Super Bowl party, please do not drink and drive. All that stuff. Please just be safe. Hug those close to you. Tell everyone you love them. Live show episode 224.
Peace.